It's the return of Fins in the Sea. Hope everyone out there has enjoyed this preseason training camp and everything else. I took a little step away during a slow time, but I figure it's almost season. It's time to get back to talking Dolphins football. Got to mention again, Fins in the Sea wouldn't be possible without the great folks over at FL Teams. FLteams.com for all of your Florida sports news. Fantastic podcast, up-to-date information, and growing daily. So check these guys out, a wonderful group of people. So during my break, I stayed very active and just kind of hung out on Twitter. For those of you who haven't, man, Dolphin Twitter is actually a really cool place to go. Led by one of the guy who was the fan of the year, Big E, Ian, out of Miami, made a draft pick for us. You probably all saw him on the draft. He's a great guy, connects with a lot of Dolphin fans. And you know what? The reporting's not bad, man. Checking out Omar Kelly, love or hate him, he gives some good insight. So I kind of sat back and watched this. I knew it was time to get going again, so open up my Twitter feed today, and the timeline explodes. I wanted to be talking about what we can expect going into the season, because I think we can all agree there's a level of excitement around Miami that hasn't been there in a long time. But when I flipped up the old Twitter machine today, the timeline was blowing up, and it was all about Deshaun Watson to Miami. Enough so that I had to just step in. Look, let's just be realistic here. When it first came up, prior to training camp and all those things, maybe it made sense, you know. But since then, look at all the growth in this Deshaun Watson thing. There are 20 pending cases. He's being investigated by the FBI. And the NFL is not even going to get involved until they finish what they finish. So, I mean, really, it's a complete unknown. And from what I'm reading, the Texans are asking for 3 first rounders and a couple of second rounders. Who would possibly take that? The Texans are the only team who would make a deal like that. They'd be the ones to give them up like they did for Tunsil. Like that, it's impossible. So what's funny is everybody explodes, and here it goes. You know who I think about in this? I think about Tua. This guy, love him or hate him, he's growing on me, I'll tell you that much. This guy keeps his positivity. He just keeps working. None of this fazes him. The Fitzpatrick stuff didn't faze him. The Watson stuff's not fazing him. I'll tell you what I've seen. I've seen a man who is obsessed with getting better. I've seen a man who is leading his team. You see the growth every day. And now let's just go deeper in that. Let's talk about the organization. They have built this team for Tua. Anybody who's watched the preseason, anybody who's seen training camp, you understand these pieces are in place because they play to his strengths. The way he was hooking up with Albert Wilson early in camp, that's a speedster on the outside. Then you throw in, you got, you know, Waddle, all right? And as much as we hate Jakeem Grant, that's a track meet. When you put him on the outside, how many games have we watched where Mike Gesicki slices the middle of the field? Why do you think that is? That's because the coverage is rolled toward the speedsters, right? Look at the play calls. Look at the way that they're doing this. Everything is set in place for Tua's strengths. And you know what? Quite honestly, we haven't even seen what this team is completely ready to do because the first string wide receivers haven't even been out there. We haven't even seen Will Fuller, you know? Devontae's barely been out there. Preston Wilson. Now, I don't know about Preston. Preston might be in for a shock this year because underneath that, you've had guys like Mac Hollins, Kirk Merritt, who are making plays. And they all are making plays within an offense that you can see is truly designed to play to Tua's strengths, right? I got to love, you know, the one thing that concerns me, the O-line, we'll get into that later, but even then, Tua knows what he's doing. He moves in the pocket well. He slides. He makes plays. He doesn't just tuck and go away. He's throwing balls this year that he didn't throw last year. Last year, he was waiting for people to be Alabama open. In the NFL, you don't get Alabama open, right? I see Tua's anticipation, and he's throwing now, and he's throwing guys open, and he's putting it in a place. His accuracy is unbelievable, putting it in a place where they can catch it and make a play. So you can see how I feel about Tua, but here's the point. This organization built for this. We came in in Flores' first year. And he did what he had to do to get these young guys a chance, but to get in a position to draft a quarterback who was going to be their franchise. Last year, even though Fitzpatrick was playing well, it was important to put in Tua. And he takes such a rap that he wasn't that. He was 6-3 as a rookie, coming off a hip injury. You know, I mean, Herbert was something different. Good for him. But to say Tua didn't impress, I think it's a bad rap. So anyway, you build this entire team, this entire offense around him, and you see it coming together. Why? Let's be realistic and step back. Who, 2 weeks before the season, would make a deal like that? Flores has made a culture in Miami that is team first. Guys who will do anything for each other. You know, we've seen other guys who came out of New England and they called them Belichick disciples and they did this or they did that. Most of them failed pretty miserably. But I know enough about New England from watching them and hating them for as long as I did that I understand how they did it and what they did. And Flores is using that blueprint. Don't kid yourself if you think anything different. Flores is building this team in the New England way. You put people in a position to succeed. Tom Brady never had superstar wide receivers, but they knew where he could go because he was accurate, and they went that way. When he did have superstar receivers, it was through the roof, Randy Moss, right? But that's, you know, here, they've built this around Tua. They've had this plan. They put it in place. The defense is there. They draft to positional needs. There's no way. I just don't believe that there's any interest whatsoever in making this Watson trade. It makes no sense. So I know people love to talk, and I know there's a lot of clickbait out there. But I'm just telling you, man, take some time. Listen to the people who are in the know. Listen to interviews with Dan Marino, who's in the offices and says he's never heard anything from the beginning about this. You know, you would think as much as involvement that Marino has, not that he would need to approve it, but he would certainly hear the chatter, right? It's just, this is clickbait. This is designed to make people go off their focus. Take a deep breath. Relax. Tua's our guy. And the more that I see this, I believe Miami knows he's our guy. And I think by like week 2 or 3, we're going to be really happy he's our guy, right? We're getting close. We're getting close. You hear people say, if Watson came over, we would be a Super Bowl contender. How about this? What if Tua's year this year is comparable? Then does that mean we're a Super Bowl contender? This needs to play out. We need to see what we have. And I truly believe this front office is in no way, shape, form, or fashion going to be making a crazy move like this. So I wanted to share my thoughts on it. But I also wanted to tell you guys, seriously, anybody hearing this, if you haven't spent time on Dolphin Twitter, do it. Put in the hashtag, fins up, right? F-I-N, fins up. And see who's there. It's, you know, it's a great place to interact with other Dolphin fans. You get some great information. And it's also fun, man. So enjoy this. Being a fan should be fun. We're in a position with this team that we haven't been in a long, long time. So stay steady, Fins Nation. I'll come back at you soon, hopefully not disappearing the way I did before. I appreciate the time. All right, this is Jay Frog getting out of here. I'll talk to you soon. And hey, let's just keep our eyes on Tua, right? Stop looking across. The grass ain't greener. We got the man right here who can mow the lawn. This is Jay Frog. Fins up. I'm out.